Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, Happy New Year, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to do Biz Bites with Bonnie, and we're going to talk about the new year in 2018. And is it going to be a year of change for you? And if so, how? And how can you make that happen? But, you know, I'm going to get into the show in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to thank all of you for taking your precious time to share with me here on the show. I so appreciate that. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this is going to be another valuable show. You know, I often say that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place and a place of service. You want to make a difference in the world. And perhaps that's you. And maybe that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So welcome to you all. I know that time is our most precious asset, and so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. Now, as we get into our new year, I would love to hear from you. You can connect with me at BonnieGressel.com, my main website, and also the Facebook group. Oh my goodness, I would love you to join our Facebook group, Entrepreneur Mastery. I put both of those links in the show page below. It's a place where we can connect, where we can give each other feedback, ask questions, and I'm really active in that group as well. So I hope to see you there. And I always have a free gift for you. And I thought an appropriate gift for today's show, because we're talking about the new year and changes and all of that, is my guided meditation audio called The Miracle Question. And that link is on the show page for you below as well. So if you're interested in that, just, you know, tell me where to send it and I will send it off to you. So without further ado, let's get into our discussion for today. Because it could, I mean, it's a huge topic, right? And we've only got, you know, another 10 minutes or so. So I'm going to try to keep this short. But, you know, every year when we come into the new year, it is like it brings us, you know, it makes us think about things. It makes us think about change and what we want for the coming year. Maybe what did and what didn't work in the past year. And with that change for the coming year, sometimes there's a little fear associated with that, you know, the fear of the unknown. But, you know, that's a matter of perception. And each new year, every new year, can be such an exciting time. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Because yes, while change can be hard, you know, sometimes, change can also be very exciting. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, as I was sort of thinking about the show for today, I thought, you know, what does 2018 mean for people? And so I'm searching online, and I realize I didn't know this before, and I'm a little embarrassed to say I'm not real familiar with the Chinese astrology and all of that. But the year of 2018 is the year of the dog. Year of the Earth Dog, to be specific. And it's related to the Chinese zodiac animal, according to like a 12-year cycle. And because this year is 2018 and the year of the Earth Dog, I was especially intrigued because I found out in doing this research that my sign is an Earth Dog, which is kind of interesting. But in general, 2018 should be looking forward to a lot of good luck in general for people. And you can find out more about Chinese astrology by just doing some searching online. But I have to warn you, you might like get like really interested in it, and it kind of sidetracks you from whatever else you're doing because it's so interesting. But, you know, we don't have to be at the mercy of, you know, predictions. You know, even things like astrology, while there is influence there, certainly, we still have free will, right? So we still can choose. We can make a difference. We can influence our new year in the way that we want to. And you think about that. What do you want the new year to bring you? You know, focusing on what you want, that's really a key thing. It's that whole law of attraction principle. We get what we focus on. So if you're focused on lack or, you know, not having something, being in a not so good place, you're just going to get more of that because the universe doesn't discern between a good thought and a bad thought. They're just all thoughts, and the universe thinks we want them all. So focus on what you want, not on what you don't have or what you do want because you don't have it yet. And that's really one of the reasons I put the free gift of this week as the miracle question, because I think that will help you to really focus on what you want and feel what that feels like energetically, emotionally. Feel what it feels like to be there, wherever there is for you. So focusing on what you want and feeling as though you already have it, it's already in your existence, because really, time is not truly linear. I mean, we think it is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday type of linear, but really, everything is occurring all at once. And so if you look at time from that perspective, focusing on what you want as though you already have it is perfectly logical to me, and it makes you feel good. It is also a huge, probably the best way that I have found to attract things, to manifest things into your life, is to imagine that they're already there and be grateful for them already being there. So focusing on what you want is certainly key. Imagine the life you want. Feel as though you're already there. And then in your daily experiences, so, you know, you maybe take some time. I encourage everyone to take time on a daily basis to just, you know, do that, to just focus on what you want as though you're already there. Be grateful. Gratitude is a huge piece of that. But aside from that, in your daily life, as you're kind of going around about your day, all of your life experiences, being open to that potential of what is already there that we don't even see at this point. So how do you make those possibilities a reality? You know, that potential. How do you allow that in? Well, I have a few tips for you that I think might help. One is to let go of what no longer serves you. You know, you can't really go forward if you're kind of stuck in the past in some way. And that might be that past for you, might be, you know, someone or something that's sort of keeping you stuck. So let go of what no longer serves you. Because I say this to people all the time, in the end, when you're, you know, about to leave this earth, there's only you and your creator. That's it. You and God, you know, whatever your belief system is. Nobody else is there. So really pay attention to what is best for you. And that doesn't come from a, you know, egotistical place. It doesn't come from a selfish place. It comes from a self-care place, which is totally different. So letting go of what no longer serves you is, I think, often the first step to allow you to go forward and embrace those new opportunities and ideas that are out there. Notice the signs, right? Notice the signs. Notice if something occurs or you get some sort of message three times. To me, that's always a sign. Okay, three times, I better pay attention. So things that occur more than once, you know, notice the signs. And I'm a person who, you know, I'm kind of big on signs. My husband often teases me, oh, Bonnie, I bet you think that's a sign. You know, so you can go overboard with it too, I guess. But there's so often we don't notice. There are signs around us all the time, and we just don't see them. We just don't notice. So notice the signs. Another tip that I have for you is to follow your gut. Follow your intuition. I mean, you have all the answers anyway. We just don't trust it sometimes, and we don't, sometimes we're not, you know, still enough to hear those messages. But if you have a feeling you should do something, you know, that how you feel emotionally is such a good indicator of, I mean, of your energy, of your vibration, of all those things. It really comes through in your emotion. So if it feels good, follow your gut. Follow your gut reaction. If you feel like you shouldn't be doing something for some reason, there's probably a good reason that you shouldn't. But follow your gut. If you are like, I don't know, should I take that risk? Then, you know, if that's the first thing that comes to you, that's probably the intuition part of you talking. And then once you notice the signs, you might, and maybe you go through the exercise that I have as the free gift today, you might say, okay, this is what I want. Then I think it's a really good idea to have a plan. I mean, you know, you won't get anywhere. Like the GPS system even needs to know your destination, and then it creates a plan to get there. So having a plan, having a you know, steps that you need to accomplish to get to that end result, because you can, you know, imagine and manifest all you want, but if you don't take action, then it's probably not going to happen. So that action piece has to be a part of it. Making a plan and then acting on it. And then the other thing is to notice the baby steps. I've talked about this before. We often don't acknowledge the baby steps, but you know, it takes a lot of little baby steps to get to any goal. And you should be proud of those baby steps. Pat yourself on the back. Give yourself, you know, a success little heart or star or whatever for doing that, because those baby steps are critical. And you're not going to get to your goal if you don't have them. And then I always think that adding that being thankful for where you are and the gratitude piece is like the superpower, you know, of this whole process, because you can't get anything more in your life until you're already grateful for what you have. And so starting at that place, whatever place that is for you, I think is critical. So that gratitude piece, being thankful. So in review, kind of the tips that I would have for you to help you to make all of those possibilities out there for you a reality this year in 2018 is to let go of what no longer serves you, embrace new opportunities and ideas, and notice the signs. Follow your gut, follow your intuition. And then once you kind of have a sense of what it is you want, I would create a plan. Some sort of steps to get to, you know, from where you are to where you want to be. And then take action. I mean, once you have a plan and steps, you need to act on those steps. But all of those steps count. All of the baby steps count. So notice those, acknowledge those, be proud of those. And then, of course, be thankful. Gratitude, it like accentuates everything. It adds power to everything. So ending with, I mean, you should be grateful throughout this whole process, obviously, but really, you know, every baby step you acknowledge, every possibility you see, every sign you notice, be grateful for that. So that gratitude piece should flow with you throughout this whole process. So those are my recommendations, and I'm sure there are more that I've missed, but this is just what came to me today, for how to really make 2018 the year of change for you. You know, first you need to obviously have a desire for what kind of change you want, but it doesn't have to be specific. It can just be something general, like you want more abundance, you know, financially or relationship-wise or whatever. You know, throw that out there. And then pretend you're already there. And then the details, how that will manifest, will fill in by itself. So you don't have to have all the specifics and all the details in your plan necessarily. I mean, once you get to writing your plan, then you probably do. But in the beginning, just start with what it is you want. What do you want to feel like in the future? What do you want to feel like by the end of 2018? Imagine yourself celebrating, you know, the holidays, and you're heading into another new year, right? For 2019. How do you want to feel then? What do you want to be able to have looked back over the last year and see what has happened for you in your life and in your business and, you know, all of that? So your professional and your personal life could be anything that you want it to be. So that was Biz Bites with Bonnie today. Next week we have a guest, and I'm excited to share that with you. So until next time, I want you to remember that anything is possible if you believe.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.